I mean, I don't know about you, but I really hate it when big corporations steal my face and data without my consent. But I can't speak for everyone. Australia's privacy watchdog, the OAIC, has quietly folded its hand in the high-stakes poker game against its opponent, Clearview AI. Now, Clearview is a facial recognition firm that's been scraping social media like Facebook and Instagram for images of your face, just like a miner panning for gold. But unlike these old-time prospectors, Clearview AI isn't interested in a fortune of gold nuggets. In fact, it's after your face, my face, and the faces of millions of unsuspecting people around the world. And now, despite having a strong hand in its 2021 ruling, the regulator has decided to walk away from the table, leaving Australians' privacy chips scattered and unguarded. So let's go back. Back in 2021, the Australian Information Commissioner seemed ready to play hardball. Clearview AI was caught red-handed, violating privacy laws by lifting images from platforms such as Facebook and Twitter to feed its facial recognition software. Now, the regulator determined that the company cease all of its operations in Australia and delete any data that it already scooped up. It was a clear, strong, and decisive move, and exactly what one would expect from a body tasked with protecting its citizens' privacy. But as anyone who's played poker knows, a strong start does not guarantee a win. The real challenge comes from maintaining that pressure and seeing the game through right to the very end. And here, Australia's privacy regulator folded far too soon. Despite the regulator's 2021 order, there's been no indication that Clearview AI has ever really stopped. Media reports from earlier this year suggest that the company is still merrily collecting images of Australians as if the regulator's ruling was little more than a suggestion. And why wouldn't it be? In the absence of real enforcement, Clearview AI has had little reason to change its ways. Look, this isn't just a local issue either. Clearview AI's data mining escapades have sparked outrage all around the world. It turns out the UK slapped the company with a hefty fine, only for it to be overruled due to jurisdictional issues. France, Italy, and Greece also took a stand, each imposing multi-million dollar penalties. And even the United States, a wild west of tech regulation, managed to wrangle a class action settlement that limits Clearview AI's operations, at least on paper. So what's Australia doing? Well, not much as it seems. So Privacy Commissioner Carly Kind recently described Clearview AI's practices as troubling, but decided not to take further action. Her reasoning? Well, a mix of considering all the relevant factors and a lack of resources, which sounds more like a bureaucratic shrug than a justification. Under the Privacy Act, the regulator has the power to take non-compliant organisations to court. Yet in this case, they've chosen to sit this one out. It's a really disappointing decision that underscores just how toothless Australia's privacy laws really are. When faced with a corporate behemoth like Clearview AI, our regulator's bark is loud, but the bite, not so much as a nibble. So this chapter is just the latest example of Australia's broader struggles with privacy protection. Significant penalties for privacy breaches are very rare here in Australia, especially when compared to our European counterparts. The regulator's limited power and resources only exacerbate the issue, and as seen in ongoing investigations into Bunnings, Coles, Woolworths, and their use of facial recognition technology, cases that have been tied up in the judicial system for over 2 years. The message this sends to companies like Clearview is clear. Australia is a safe bet for those wishing to push the boundaries of privacy law. With little to fear in the way of enforcement, these companies can continue to harvest and exploit personal data with impunity. Look, there is, however, a glimmer of hope on the horizon. Australia is set to undergo privacy law reforms that could, in theory, beef up the regulator's enforcement powers. But even those reforms may not be enough to tackle specific challenges posed by high-risk technologies like AI and facial recognition. Some experts are calling for specialised rules tailored to these technologies. Former Australian Human Rights Commissioner Ed Santow, for instance, has proposed a model law to regulate facial recognition tools specifically. It's a step in the right direction and one that Australia would do well to consider seriously. Internationally, we're already seeing movement in this direction. The European Union's Artificial Intelligence Act, for example, sets strict rules around the use of facial recognition technologies and bans certain applications outright. It's a model that Australia could and should look into as it considers how to best protect its citizens in an age where our faces are just another commodity. So Australia's decision to drop the case against Clearview AI is a stark reminder of the gaps in our privacy protections. As tech companies continue to push the envelope, our laws and regulators need to keep up. If we don't act now, we risk losing our most personal data. This is not just Clearview AI, by the way. This is for any company that decides our faces are theirs for the taking. It's time for Australia to ante up and strengthen its privacy laws, and the stakes are too high for anything else. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening. Feel free to like, share, and subscribe down below. My name is Josh. I'm the producer and video editor for The West Report, and you can expect to be seeing me a little bit more often in the coming months.